Now we switch gears. We have Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us on the heels of a very unique Tuesday meeting. Commissioner Bruns, happy 4th of July to you. Belated here. Did you enjoy the weekend?
I did. It was a great weekend. Full of a lot of events and getting out there. Sutherland does an amazing job.
I would call them the 4th of July capital of the state.
I would agree with that. And so we enjoyed attending a lot of events out there. We walked in the parade. I just saw the news on the North Platte Bulletin that my float got first in the novelty category.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
So,
but it was great to get out there and meet so many people and have great conversations and just enjoy celebrating our nation's birthday and everything that means and paying honor to those that have fought for our freedom and because freedom's not free.
No.
And it's important for everybody to remember that And so, yeah, it's my favorite time of year. Absolutely.
How could it not be? I love the 4th. And when you're celebrating Sutherland, too, it's even better. Did you get to any rodeo action?
We saw a little bit of the rodeo.
Oh, cool.
But we had a lot of events there. Yeah. I mean, it was a jam-packed weekend. And we spent some time out at the lake with a few different events out at Lake Maloney. And,
oh, cool.
On Saturday, actually, it's kind of a family affair with the North Platte Optimists. We go out and we light the fireworks for that display.
Okay,
so,
you're out there with Dave?
Yep, out there with Dave Thielen and my father-in-law, Randy Nicholson, mm-hmm. and I had my kids out there, my wife, and so we were out there lighting them off, and that's always a lot of fun. We do that every year.
Are your kids old enough to light a lot of the fireworks then?
Yeah, they do.
Good.
So
good.
My son, it was his first year. He was actually manning the booth, handing out the artillery shells. And
oh, cool.
And,
cool.
It's an enjoyable time.
I saw Commissioner Bruns quite a bit during the Nebraska Land Days Festival, obviously, but saw you the final night of the concerts. You had your two eldest with you to enjoy Miranda Lambert.
Yes. So that was actually my youngest first concert. And, kudos to the Nebraska Land Days Board of Directors and the Rodeo Committee and David Fudge and all the work that the community partners throughout North Platte and Lincoln County do to just make that 2-week festival what it is, because what that brings into our community, it truly showcases who Nebraska is, especially
absolutely.
Western Nebraska and the spirit that we have out here. And
true Americana.
Absolutely. So,
Commissioner Bruns, a unique Tuesday meeting, like we mentioned, on the heels of the federal holiday Monday. It was a big meeting in terms of there was more conversation about the Inland Port Authority and additional conversation on the purchase of the Greenbrier Rail Services property, but it was a little bit concerning, some of the news.
Well, yeah, so since the previous meeting where we authorized the creation of the Inland Port, kind of clearing the way for a formal application to Nebraska Department of Economic Development, and authorizing negotiation process to start for purchasing the Greenbrier Rail Services facility, we started having more in-depth conversations. We've been having them for months, but really getting serious on, okay, how do we make this work? How do we get the dollars that we utilize and allocate for the purchase of that building to be able to count toward the investment for the Nebraska Rural Projects Act? Because the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation, our local community, Lincoln County, we have to invest about $7.5 million to receive the full $30 million in match funding that the state is providing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping to find an avenue where we can utilize the purchase price of the Greenbrier facility, which is roughly $4.5 million, to go toward that $7.5 million of investment from the local area. And DED, their interpretation of state statute, in my personal opinion, may be rather obtuse. But we're working with them to find what's the solution. How can we make this work? How can we maximize these dollars to truly make the most of this development and bring back a good return on investment for everybody that's involved to experience just tremendous growth out there, tremendous development that really impacts our community here, West Central Nebraska, providing good anchor jobs and worthwhile investment for our ag producers, our small business industry, recruit new people in and just make the most of it. So,
and I think folks may hear this, they may be thinking, oh my goodness, this is very concerning. And yes, it is a little worrisome, but to officially put it into terms, this item has just been officially moved to the table. So there's nothing disastrous that's happened yet by any means. It's just been put on the table. So heads are going to be working quite tirelessly, well, continuing to work quite tirelessly on this project here throughout the next couple of days.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, by no stretch of the imagination is there a brick wall in front of us. We're having the conversation. How do we move forward? How do we put the pieces of the puzzle together mm-hmm. in the best way that they all fit, that we can make the most out of this and really strengthen Lincoln County, our communities, every village within the borders of the county and the larger region as a whole. So we actually have a meeting today with Tony Goins, the Director of Department of Economic Development, because ultimately he's going to make a lot of decisions. He has, by the Nebraska Rural Projects Act, that statute gives him broad authority. And so we're going straight to him. We're having conversations with him to kind of peel back the onion, find out what his thought process is, make our case, and hopefully find a strong ally in him to help us get this project up and going.
The ball's in his court, figuratively speaking, in a number of ways.
Absolutely. So. And he's a Marine, so hopefully I'll be able to find
there's
some common
ground.
There's
an in there, at
least. There's a huge in there, so.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else on the agenda from yesterday you wanted to bring up this morning, sir?
A lot of it was administrative. We took a look at expanding some of the ways that the county clerk's office can receive funding. In the past, it has been just cash or check, so we're opening it up and we're allowing for electronic payments there. So
oh, cool.
As people go in there, they need marriage certificates, vital records, things like that. They can go in there and they'll be able to pay electronically utilizing their card, much like they can at motor vehicles. But we're just bringing our county offices into the 21st century. So part of the modernization things that we're trying to get accomplished. We had several other administrative tasks that were before us. And then we had quite a bit of conversation actually on the District 11 probation office.
Oh, yes.
And, they office in a building that's right across the street from us. They're kind of outgrowing that space. So we're looking at, and it's a constant challenge, our offices in the courthouse, they're very full. We're going out and we're leasing office space throughout the community for DHHS, for probation in this case. And so the conversation is being had on how do we make the most of that? How do we utilize the taxpayers' money most effectively mm-hmm. on rent space and just making sure that those departments are able to operate at their fullest potential and serve the community as a whole with the services that they provide. So that's been an ongoing conversation, whether or not we renew that lease. And so we're going into more negotiations with those property owners because there's some issues with that facility. The HVAC system is kind of antiquated. It's not that reliable. So I look forward to seeing how that conversation progresses. We have the Building and Grounds Committee working on that diligently.
Awesome.
So.
Reappointment, too, of Commissioner Woodruff to help out with the or be on the Board of Directors for the Visitors Bureau. That was kind of just a housekeeping item, too, with the change in name and somewhat direction of the Visitors Bureau.
Well, so it's actually it's a completely separate entity now.
Yes.
So it's no longer the North Platte and Lincoln County area Visitors Bureau. It is now Visit North Platte. And so we are contracting with that entity. And part of their legal framework is what once was a commissioner representative in a non-voting capacity with the Visitors Bureau, mm-hmm. with the new entity, I made the appointment of Commissioner Woodruff to that board of directors, and he'll have a voting say in a lot of the things that they have going on. So,
and he'd previously served as the commissioner liaison.
Yeah, he was the liaison to the Visitors Bureau. Now he's a member of the board of directors for Visit North Platte. So
very smooth transition.
Very, very smooth transition. He's well versed in the issues that they're dealing with and deciding, and he will be the best choice, I think, for representing Lincoln County on that board.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you want to bring up this morning, sir?
No, just I appreciate everybody kind of tuning in and watching our meetings. We've been having yesterday was a very long meeting. We're going through the property tax protest hearings. So
wonderful
so
time
we're
of the year.
With all of that. It's but it's important and I want everybody to understand that, you know, it's important to do this. It's important to have your voice heard.
It's democracy.
We listened to, probably 80 different protests. We had them before us yesterday. And I would say a good chunk of those, we actually sided with the protestee and lowered the valuations. And so trying to be extremely transparent with that and making sure that our taxes are equalized among the county and in line with state statute, and that people aren't having to pay more than really what they should be paying for their
property.
Especially
in this climate.
Exactly. Especially in this climate. So.
Now, Commissioner Brunza, if folks want to get in contact with you as their Lincoln County Commissioner, as the chairman, how can they do so? And how can they get in contact with your colleagues on the board, too, if they desire to?
Absolutely. So the best way to reach me, and I put my cell phone out there, and my phone rings off the hook. My wife kind of shakes her head when I do this. But that is the best way to reach me, and I want to be accessible to everybody. So my cell phone is 308-660-6049. Feel free to give me a call. Shoot me a text. I respond to both. Or you can email me or any of my colleagues, any of your representatives on the county board. And we have our own districts, but we serve all of Lincoln County.
Everybody works very well together.
Absolutely. So you can go on to the Lincoln County webpage at lincolncountyne.gov, and you can find the commissioners tab. Go there, you'll see our names, and they're hyperlinks. So if you click on our names, it pulls up an email that you can send off an email directly to us.
And you can also go on to the county's website, too, to find the live stream if you want to go back and watch the meetings from the past couple of weeks to learn additional information. You can definitely do so. A bit of an archive on there for folks that want to watch any film, so
absolutely. So if you click on the meeting and agenda tab, that will have the meeting date, it'll have the agenda, and it'll have the link that you can go take directly to our YouTube page and watch that particular meeting.
So does today feel like a Tuesday for you now, Chris?
It does, yes.
I'm still feeling that. I caught myself several times yesterday on the air saying Monday, and no, it's not Monday.
But you know, we're going to get to Friday. It's going to feel like a Thursday, and at the end of the day, it's going to be the weekend.
It'll be a great surprise.
It'll be welcome, yes.
It'll be a great surprise. Commissioner Bruns, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, sir.
Well, thank you, Tristan, for having me. Thank you, everybody out there listening, and have a wonderful week.